Hey, Daddy. I know it's late. I just needed to tell you something, and it's been on my mind for a while now. Well, I thought it might go away when I went off to college, but it's really only gotten more intense since I've gone. At nights, especially, I toss and turn and try not to wake my roommate. And some nights I can't even sleep because I'm obsessing over it. Like tonight, I couldn't sleep. And then I thought, if I can never bring myself to talk to you about this face to face, well, maybe I could tell you like this on the phone. So here goes. What I've been wanting to say is, I know you like me, Daddy. I mean, in a special way. Ever since you got together with Mom and moved in, I've known. I'd catch you looking at me, looking at my body, and then turning away when you saw that I'd noticed. No, Daddy, it's okay. Please, just listen. 'Cause the truth is, I kind of liked it when you looked at me. And I like you too, Daddy, in that special way. When I felt your eyes on me, it was almost like they were caressing me. Almost like instead of just your eyes gliding over my body, you were running your hands all over me, touching my skin and making me tingle all over. I like that feeling so much, Daddy. I started to crave that feeling. Did you notice this summer, before I left, how I started to dress differently? How I started to show more of myself? How I started wearing clothes that showed off my girlish figure? Those tight shirts and tank tops? The yoga pants that hugged my thighs? And those really, really short shorts and short skirts? I know you noticed. And the more you noticed, the more I chose the outfits that would really show you the shape of my young body. I wanted you to see my breasts. They're nice and round and perky, aren't they? And I wanted to let you look at my long, slender legs. And I wanted to let you admire my cute, tight little butt. I would stand where you could see me or, you know, stretch out on the couch opposite of you. And I could always feel your eyes on me, staring at my soft, smooth skin where it showed, gazing at my young, delicate curves, and undressing me in your imagination. No, don't feel bad, Daddy. I loved every minute of it. And I could feel your wanting me, and to be honest, it made me feel special. It made me feel so good inside. But, that's not all, Daddy. There's something else that I really wanted to tell you. A specific something that I, know about. Something that stayed with me for all these months now. I know what you did, Daddy. Late at night. In my room. No. Shh. It's okay, Daddy. Please. Just listen. Just let me keep going. Please, Daddy? Okay. You tried so hard to be so quiet. You crept in stealthily. But that night, I'd been awake because of that big thunderstorm that just wouldn't stop. It was a hot, humid summer night, so I remember I'd kicked the sheets down near the foot of my bed and was stretched out in my thin, short nightie. At first, I was a little scared. First the thunder, then an intruder. My heart was beating hard and fast. And then, even in the dark, I recognized you. Your big, strong body in your boxers and your undershirt, trying to move so quietly so you wouldn't wake me. But I was awake, and I was peeking at you through my narrowed eyes. You stopped at the foot of the bed, facing me, and I felt you hovering over me, and that feeling came on so intensely, the tingling, knowing your eyes were drinking me in, staring at my young body in the half-light of the moon shining through the window, longing to touch me and lusting after your little girl. I remember laying as still as I could. I had one arm curled over my head, resting on the top of my pillow, and I could feel my firm young breasts heaving up and down as I tried to control my breathing. Ugh, I could feel my raised nipples pressing hard against the sheer fabric of my nightgown. My legs, they were bare, and one knee was bent, so they were kind of in like a figure four shape. The hem of my sheer nightie lay just over my hips. From where you stood, I was sure you could peek at the point where my slender, downy thighs met, covered only by the thin, silky crotch of my panties. Through the slits of my eyes, I could see the bulge in your boxers. You moved your hand, hesitated, but then you just couldn't help yourself. You slid your hand over that bulge and slowly started rubbing it. I didn't know what to think. And at first I was all mixed up inside. But then you really confused me. You turned around and stood in front of the drawers of my dresser. You were still trying to be so quiet, but I could hear you panting as you slid open the top drawer of my dresser. And you pulled out a pair of my panties. No, Daddy, shh. I already told you, it's okay. I just need you to listen to me, okay? I could see what pair you'd chosen by the dim light coming in through the window. They were those skimpy black ones, the ones that hug the cheeks of my ass so tightly with the soft lace around the edges. You must have liked that they were lacy and girly, didn't you? And you liked that they were skimpy and a little naughty, didn't you? You liked my slutty panties, Daddy. Hey, Daddy. Can I ask you for a favor? Do you think you could go back to my dresser and find a pair of my panties again? You won't find those lacy black ones in there because I took them with me to college. But, please, Daddy, go find another pair that you like, and then, will you relive this experience with me? Please, Daddy, find another pair of panties. I left some behind. Maybe another slinky, stringy, lacy thing. Or maybe those boy shorts that hug my hips in that sexy way. Or maybe the ones with the cute pink ribbons at the hems? Just find a naughty pair that turns you on, Daddy. And then, will you, do what you did again to my panties? Oh, God. It's got me so hot thinking about it, just like that night. I watched you walk over to my desk and swivel the chair to face me. You sat down, gripping my panties in one hand, and with the other, tugging at the waistband of your boxers and pulling them down. I honestly don't know how I kept myself from gasping when I saw it, Daddy. How it bounced up as soon as you pulled the waistband over it. It was so big and hard and pointing straight up at your stomach. My feelings went from being all mixed up to something else. As soon as I saw your cock. Daddy, is it okay if I even call it that? As soon as you revealed it, I realized that I've been wanting to see it for so long. I realized that as much as I liked how you looked at me and how you were attracted to my body, all this time, I wanted to look at you. And I wanted to see your body. And now, I could see the part of you I'd never even dreamed that I'd see. Your long, thick cock, naked and standing straight up, bathed in the cool moonlight. Thinking back, it was like a statue, almost like something I needed to worship. And that's what it felt like, Daddy. I knew I couldn't, but I wanted to get out of bed and crawl over to you, kneel beneath you, and worship that magnificent, erect cock. Every throbbing, swollen inch of it. Take it out again now, Daddy. Pull it out and let it get harder and harder as I tell you what happened that night. I could tell that you were taking a good long look at me, admiring my soft, silky, slender legs, seeing them totally naked all the way up to the tops of my thighs for the first time. I thought you must be enjoying how my nightgown clung tightly to my flat tummy and the graceful curves of my young body, and how its sheer fabric was draped right over my perky breasts. I could see almost all of you below your chest as you leaned back in the chair. You moved your hand back onto your cock. You stroked it so gently at first, Daddy. You ran your fingertips lightly over it, and you traced a few circles around the bulging head, and you took the shaft between two fingers, and then, starting near the bottom and moving up along its length, you just squeezed it softly, like you were gently pumping something out of it. And then I saw what you'd milked out of it. Glistening in the moonlight, I could see a big drop of pre-cum perched at the head of your penis, balanced right at the hole on the tip. You gave your cock another squeeze, and the drop of pre-cum grew even bigger until it grew heavy enough to start dripping down the underside of your head. Are you doing that again now, Daddy? Are you pumping and milking sticky drops of pre-cum out of your hard-on? I really do hope so, Daddy. Oh my God, what you did next turned me on so bad, Daddy. You took one finger and started to spread your pre-cum all over the head, massaging in circles all over that tight, swollen tip. And I could see that smooth, sticky liquid coating the head. You rubbed your fingertip on the underside a few times. Do that now, Daddy. Coat your head in pre-cum. Make the tip so wet and play with the part where the underside of your head meets the thick, fleshy shaft. Oh my gosh, and now I'm coming to the part that I just have not been able to stop obsessing over, Daddy. Oh, I've been so focused on your glistening cockhead that I'd almost forgotten what you were holding in your other hand. That tiny, tight pair of lacy black panties that you'd taken from my dresser. First, you brought my panties up high in the air, dangling them from your fingers. I could see what you were doing, Daddy. You were leaning your head back and letting the soft cloth of my panties fall on your face and caress it. And then you couldn't help yourself, Daddy. I saw you suddenly take hold of my panties in your fist and shove them close to your face. And I heard you take a sudden, strong inhale. You were sniffing the sweet perfume of my panties. Oh, I remember thinking, oh, Daddy, I wish you would press your face against the panties I'm wearing right now. Because the whole time I'd been watching you, I'd been leaking my little girl wetness out of my pussy. And when I saw you playing with my panties, so much hot wetness flooded out of me and soaked my panties. I remember the pair I was wearing. They were those pink and black striped bikini bottoms. I'm wearing them again right now, and they're getting soaked again while I talk about that night. I was so turned on, Daddy. So horny for you. I didn't think I could get any more turned on by all the nasty, perverted things you were doing. But then, you touched your fingertip again to the tip of your hard dick, and a thick, glistening strand of pre-cum stretched out as you pulled your finger away. With your other hand, you brought my panties down and touched one lacy edge of them to that pearly string of pre-cum. Then you turned my panties inside out and started wiping the head of your cock with the inside crotch. I could see that shiny juice trailing and smearing all over the smooth black fabric. You were making such a sticky, gooey mess all over my panties, Daddy. Do it again. Make a mess in my panties. Spread that clear, sticky cock juice all over the fabric of the crotch. You know, I've worn those panties many times. I've had them hugging my waist, my hips, my ass, and my crotch. The part you're rubbing now has brushed against my pussy so many times. It's almost like you're touching your cock to my pussy lips. Almost like you're painting my pussy with your pre-cum. Oh, it made me want you so bad. It made me want to feel all that sticky, gooey mess all over me. All over my skin. Touching my face. Dripping from my fingers. Spreading all over my thighs. And I wanted you to rub the tip of your dick all over the panties I was wearing. To feel your hardness pressing against me. To feel your sticky wetness mixing with the damp heat between my legs. All I wanted... I wanted you to spread your cock juice all over my pussy lips, my little pink buck lips. I wanted to reach down and touch myself so bad. I wanted to be the bad girl and pretend my fingers were your cock and rub them all over my wet panties and my pussy, but I stayed frozen and kept watching you. After you made my panties messy with your pre-cum, you caressed your balls with the soft, silky material. Do it. Please, Daddy. Brush the soft fabric of my panties against the skin of your balls. Massage and caress your tight, heavy balls with my panties. Does it feel good, Daddy? Are your balls just so full now? Are they so full of cum? Is your cum building up inside you so much now? Are you so close to the edge? You took those lacy black panties again and you wrapped the crotch around the part where your shaft meets your head, pulling it into a tight ring around your cock and then tugging at it rhythmically. You're using my panties to jack yourself off, Daddy. Ugh, it was so hot. I just wanted to crawl over and help jack you off with my soft little hands, but it was also so sexy watching you masturbate with my panties. Is that what you're doing now, Daddy? Tugging at my panties while they're wrapped tightly around you? Pulling at the rim of your cock head? Oh, you just kept jerking your cock with my slutty panties. Sometimes just tugging at the fabric to tease your hard on, and sometimes just grabbing it all in your fist and pumping my panties up and down hard and fast over your shaft. I know you're doing it now, Daddy. I know you're jacking off with my sexy panties again, and I love it. I love how you jerk off in my panties, Daddy. Remember how close that cloth has been to my cunt, Daddy? It's like you're rubbing up and down against my tight, wet pussy. It's like my pretty little fuck lips are wrapped around your cock. Wouldn't you like that, Daddy? To rub your hard dick against my little girl cunt? Oh, God. You just kept jerking and you got so excited that you started bucking your hips up into your fist and my panties as you masturbated. It was like you were fucking my panties. Fucking them hard and fast. And then I knew that if you could have my pussy, you would fuck it hard and fast, just like you were fucking my panties. Oh, yes, Daddy. Do it again now. Fuck my panties. Fuck them. Feel my sexy panties gripping tight around your cock and fuck them. Fuck them like you want to fuck my pussy. Fuck my panties like they're a horny wet cunt. Yes. Oh, fuck my panties. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck my little girl panties and fuck your little girl. Oh, are you ready to make a mess in my panties again, Daddy? Just like that night when I watched you come so hard in my sexy panties. Are you ready to paint those slutty little girl panties with your hot daddy cream? Oh, God. Oh, don't hold back, Daddy. Get close, Daddy. Think about how those panties have been so right up against the soft skin of my pussy lips. It's like you're fucking my naughty wet pussy, Daddy. Fuck it. Fuck your little girl's pussy. Fuck her sweet little cunny. Fuck that pretty cunny until you're ready to come. Oh, fuck those panties until you're so close to the edge. Yeah. Oh, yes. Get ready to ruin my panties. Ruin my pussy. Point the head of your cock straight up into the crotch of my panties so tight and hot and wet. Just imagine you're sticking it straight into my pussy. Oh, slap the soft, silky fabric all over your cock head and shaft like you want to slap my fuck lips. Are you ready to let go, Daddy? Are you ready to spray that white hot cum into the crotch of my slutty panties? Oh, yeah. I want that big daddy cock to give me that special daddy cream. Please, give me that cum. Please, just, oh, let go and shoot that hot load into my panties. Do it. Pump into my panties. Pump it. Milk. I'll make a mess and ruin my panties and paint them with your white hot cum. I'll mark them. I'll clean them. Make my panties yours, Daddy. Make my pussy yours. Make me yours, Daddy. Oh, I want your cum on me. Oh, mark me. Make me your dirty little girl, Daddy. Oh, make me dirty. Make me messy. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it, Daddy. Oh, good Daddy, come. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, come in my panties. Come for me. Come for your baby girl. Oh, yeah. Make a mess in my panties and make me feel like a big girl. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Keep coming, Daddy. Keep going. I want you to squeeze every last drop of cream onto my panties. I want them to be so covered in cum that you can't even see the fabric. If I were there, I'd take my panties back. And first I'd stick out my tongue and lap up some of that yummy cum, Daddy. Oh. I'd lick it straight off my messy panties. And then I'd wipe some of it over my cheeks and chin so you could see my pretty face with your cum all over it. And then I'd pull down the panties I was wearing. And I'd rub the rest of your cum all over my pussy. And then I'd just stuff those cum-filled panties into my others as I pulled them back on. And then I'd sleep with them there, stuffed tight against my pussy. Sleep like that all night with the wet cum stains rubbing all over me as I slept and dreamed of you. Yeah, so that's what I really wanted to tell you, Daddy. And I feel so much better now getting this all off my chest. I made you feel better now, too, didn't I? Well, you better clean yourself up. Just wipe it all up with my panties, Daddy, like they're your own personal cum rag. Ooh, yeah, that's better. I hope it felt so good for you, Daddy. Thanks for listening. Sweet dreams, Daddy.